Let's talk about life hacks.
Are you into these when you see them on a site or maybe you're on Twitter or something? Hey, here are the top 50 life hacks. You go down that rabbit hole every time?
I don't, but when somebody brings up an individual hack to me, I'm always interested.
Okay. Well, let's get to
some
of these.
I like how we rebranded them hacks. They used to just be like tips.
Yeah, here's some helpful household tips.
Helpful shortcuts or something like that. Now we're actually hacking life.
Yes. All right, here's a couple of the good ones. Some I've tried, some maybe you guys have tried. Let's see if they really work. I am the trash guy in my house. I have tried one of these things. You know when you have the plastic sack and you're trying to take it out of the plastic garbage can?
Yeah.
And you get some sort of suction happening where it's really tough to bring. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. And all, the whole can comes up and you just got a mess.
And you shake it and try to get the can free of it.
Yeah. It's really full. I've battled that. This does work. You drill small holes at the bottom of the trash can.
Yes.
And therefore, you don't have the suction. Comes right out. Another thing to...
Yeah, but I have a metal trash can, so I don't want to really drill holes in that so much, though.
Just get a metal drill a bit.
They have metal bags.
No,
too,
I know I can get through the can. I'm saying that I don't want to destroy the can.
Okay. That may not help you with the metal trash
can. But yes, that prevents the vacuum, is if you have holes there in the bottom of the can.
That really does work. I've tried that. It really does work. Here's another one that has to do with trash. Do you get trash spill when you take out the trash and you got something leaking out of the bottom, like melted ice cream or just, you know, maybe a orange that's been in there?
I rarely get bag leak. I think I use nice bags. bag leak sounds like a horrible medical condition.
Yeah, it does. I have it, but I've corrected it. You put old newspaper at the bottom of the trash sack.
And that and
absorbs
the
all
juice.
The
juice.
Yeah.
The trash
and
juice.
I bet at least twice a month I was having that to where you had, okay, who put the half a gallon of ice cream in there and you just
Why
run as fast as
do people do that?
Can. I don't know. They don't consult me, the trash
guy. You got the
when they do it.
Hansel and Gretel trail of milk back behind you.
Okay. Is a battery good or bad? Have you ever done the bounce trick with a battery?
Bounce trick?
Take it up about 6 inches over a hard surface like a table or something. And let it drop, and if it bounces once and falls over, it's good. If it bounces more than once, it's a bad battery.
I've never heard of that.
I tried it last night. It did work. I had a good set of batteries and a bad, and sure enough, it does bounce.
That sounds fake.
Try it. Check it out. It really does work.
I think I have batteries here. Maybe I'll do this in the corner.
What's the other one? Put it up to your... But that's only on the 9-volt,
What's right? the other you one? It, you put it on a tester.
Who's got one of those?
Everybody has battery testers now. You
Never
don't have like a
one.
You don't have like a battery. Well, they also come with the little strip on the side of the battery that you press the two little areas and it'll light up and tell you how much battery's left in it.
Yeah. I'm just going to bounce my battery.
Oh, okay.
I've never had that sounds like commercial grade equipment, a battery tester?
A battery tester?
Yeah, never had one.
You guys properly dispose of your old batteries?
I've used got a to. Huge collection of batteries right now that need to be taken somewhere.
There used to be a store that would take them, and that store doesn't do it anymore.
Well, they don't do it at like the big box electronic stores right now?
No.
I know they take lithium batteries and printer cartridges and all sorts of I don't know what you call that.
I don't see the area for a battery anymore.
I think they do.
Okay. Because, yeah, like you, I have two like large cups like this full of old batteries.
Well, I'm listening to you on the radio. I don't know what this refers to.
It's a big, I don't know, 64-ounce cup full of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever tried to start a fire and you don't have enough kindling? Apparently...
Is there a G on the end of that? Kindling?
I think so. If you stack Doritos and light them, that will work. Have you ever lit a Dorito?
What? No.
That's disturbing
that.
To know. Why would you eat a Dorito now?
They're flaming hot.
Yeah, they're flaming hot and taste real good when you eat them with a sandwich. Yeah, I did not know that. That I guess Doritos are flammable.
Just don't call them. Don't use the name. We just got to say.
Oh, yeah.
Triangular cheese
chip
nacho.
Cheese. Spice.
I'm going to quit.
Okay, I know this does work. I don't know how much you guys paint. I think I've painted more than any muser.
I paint a lot.
Why do you ask?
Not that kind of painting, but like painting a wall, painting an interior or exterior wall or a fence,
something like that.
I've painted a lot over the years, and I've recently done this because you always get the paint around the rim, the top rim of the paint can.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen this hack before, or helpful hint. Put the rubber band around the top of the can and the bottom of the can. You need a pretty big rubber band to do it, and then you wipe your brush on the rubber band so you don't get drip on the side, and that is a very helpful hint. And that will make it a lot neater if you need to paint or stain around your house.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So you put around the center when you have the can open.
Mm-hmm.
It's around the center, and then you wipe off the brush on the
on the rubber band.
Rubber band, and then the drippings go straight back into the can.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Instead of on the outer rim of the can. Okay, I brought this one up before, and you guys laughed at me. If someone loses a small earring,
mm-hmm.
how do you search for it? Usually on your hands and knees, look for it.
A small earring.
Yeah.
You can do it with a light.
Or with lasers.
The best
lasers,
way is to
light,
get a light and shine it down on the ground.
Or take like a stocking or pantyhose, put on the end of your vacuum attachment,
mm-hmm.
and use that, and it works great.
Hmm. So it doesn't get sucked up into the cavity of the vacuum.
And you can see that earring just hanging there, suspended.
A lot of people have the clear canister bagless vacuum cleaners, though, now. So why don't you just vacuum it up?
Too. Then you got to search through dog hair and everything else. This just puts it right there.
That's all right.
You don't have to look in the in the bag.
Yeah, but that's such a small area on the very end of that vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Seems like you got to do a lot of metal detecting with that thing to ever hit on the actual
I've
earring.
Used it, and it's actually worked when you're going hands and knees, going, man, I don't see it, and it's under a counter or something like that.
And the hands and knees, you can do the hand spreading motion.
Yeah.
It seems to cover a lot of ground quickly.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a good tip.
How do you do your t-shirts in your drawer? You just stack them on top of one another like most people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a lot of them and you've got a stick drawer, you can roll them up or stack them vertically. I haven't done this, but I saw a picture of it. It looks like, you can put like 80 t-shirts, it looks like, in that drawer instead of these, just the normal stack. Have you ever tried?
Wait a minute, stack them vertically.
Yeah, like normally you just lay them down
on
top of each other.
Aren't they, is the that stacked so vertically, though?
Yeah, but he's.
The shirt
they're laying down horizontally as opposed to standing up vertically.
Like upright.
I see.
Stack them from front to back of your drawer like that with the shirt vertical instead of laying down.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done that before. Have you ever done this? If you have the scratched, stained furniture, have you ever rubbed it with a walnut?
I've heard about that.
To get rid of the scratch?
Yeah.
That works.
That's what the picture says. I didn't have a walnut to try this last night. But
that seems like it would only scratch it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to rub it with the round part of the walnut, right? Or at least the flatter part of it.
I didn't see that. It just says rub it with the... Yeah, I would think the flat may be the best area to go. Okay, how do you heat leftovers?
Microwave.
Put them in the microwave. You just take a chunk of the casserole and you put it in there, right?
It depends, because some stuff... Like bread, you can't reheat in the microwave. You got to do the oven.
Right. But let's say you have a casserole.
A casserole, but you need to break it up on the plate first.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to take forever to reheat it.
I don't eat casseroles.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
I refuse.
You are missing out.
I refuse.
What about
King
eggs?
Ranch in your life? You said King Ranch casserole.
Yeah, when I was a kid, but I don't eat them as an adult.
All right. Gordo's right. Spread them out, but also... Put a circle with a hole in the middle of it, almost like a donut shape, and it heats it evenly that way.
Yeah, I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, that hole in the middle of it apparently will heat it evenly all the way across.
I tell you, a life hack that I learned on pizza, reheating pizza, is to do it in a frying pan.
Really?
That's the best way.
Yes. It is like it comes out of the oven at the pizzeria if you heat it on a frying pan as opposed to heating it in the microwave.
I always heat pizza in the oven under broil.
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
great. No, it's totally stupid.
To reheat it like that?
Yeah, it heats it in 2 minutes and it gets it just like the
pizza
restaurant.
They say that's bad for you.
No, they say that's the best thing you could do for your health.
But here's another hack for pizza. You know, when you heat it in the microwave, you have like rubber crust, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of rubbery. They say put a small glass of water in there with it, and it'll be just like it was a fresh pizza. You won't have that.
In the microwave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe it?
Doubtful. I do rehydrate some leftovers before I throw them in the microwave.
You got any water?
Like chicken or something like that, I'll always go over to the sink and get a little water on top of the chicken before I stick it in the microwave.
Same
so
type
it's kind
of theory,
the same.
I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, when you take the, remove the stem from a strawberry, usually you take too much of the berry. You're cutting that stem off.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried this, but they say take a straw, a strawberry, and put it up from the tip and just poke out the,
what?
The little tassel on the other side.
Just the tip?
Yeah, just the tip. And that way you're not gouging your strawberries when you cut them up. Have you ever put...
So you're just taking a whole cylinder out of the inside of the interior of the strawberry.
I guess it does take the cylinder out of there, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an easy removal of the stem. Have you ever put the wooden spoon across the boiling pot?
Yes, I've heard that works.
I've heard that works, too, and that works.
What does it do?
To keep it from boiling over the top. Somehow that will avoid the, my God, moment when you're... boiling
spills on the side,
pasta,
so
and it's going everywhere.
Okay.
And, it's putting that burn mark on your burner. Yeah, I guess that's what it's called. Do you use vinegar a lot to clean things?
No, they say you're supposed to.
Highly recommended for windows. My mom taught me this one. Vinegar and water, and then use a rag to wipe off the window, and then you wipe it down with newspaper.
Yeah, the newspaper trick. Vinegar, I hate the smell of it.
I do too.
I know.
And I know that every healthy tip thing is that, clean your whole house with vinegar. They make vinegar to be this miracle product, but they're ignoring the fact that it smells like ass.
Yes. Hate it.
All right, here's another whip. How many times have you picked up a roll of tape? Usually, I think masking tape is the worst at this, but duct tape can be the same thing. And you got to find the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to somehow peel it up where it goes all the way across, and then you can actually
I always do the fold
the
over at the end.
That's good. They also say take the bread tab and put that underneath the tape and then tape that down, and you've got an easy handle, and you won't have tape frustration anymore. I'm going to try that because
that sounds like more work than just doubling over the end. When you're putting it back down.
Does that work? Doubling over the end works for you?
Yeah, I mean, you peel off the tape, you get your little thing, and then at the end, you just crimp it over one, about a half an inch worth.
Crimp cram.
And then you always have a handle to pull back up on the tape.
If you're in a hotel room and all you have is your phone charger, all you have is the car phone charger for your phone, just the USB to whatever connection that is to your phone. And you don't
have... Like a 12-volt plug that goes in your cigarette lighter, you're talking about?
No, just the cable that comes off USB to whatever the connection is that goes into your phone.
Okay.
That's all you have, and maybe you...
So you just have the charging cable, but you don't have a USB port.
And they don't have a USB port, which a lot of hotels do now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a USB port on the TV, usually, in the hotel, and you can charge your phone on that. I've never thought about that before.
Interesting.
Let's see. There's a couple more that I've not used and see if you have. I don't know if this is that great. When you toast your bread, do you ever go toasted or do you go non-toasted when you have your sandwich? If you go toasted when you have your sandwich, put both pieces of bread in one slot. That way it's toasty on the outside but soft and chewy on the inside. Is that a great sandwich advantage to have that?
Will they fit in the same slot?
Yeah, I think that's...
You make
if
it.
A bagel will fit, then you would think that maybe
it would fit. I don't know. Maybe that's a new toast that we can't even think about. Crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. I've seen this done. Have you ever been at a bar? You have to go either... They say out to smoke, or maybe you have to go TT. Apparently, the coaster on top of the bar glass is the universal bar language for I'm coming back and prevent you from losing your drink and your seat.
Yes, I've used that before.
You done that?
Yeah, I think that's common. bar knowledge, yeah, right?
I guess so. I've never done that before. I didn't know that was universal language.
I didn't either.
In the bar business. All right, one more for with your phone camera. How many times you get business cards from someone? Inevitably, I always lose them. Take a picture of that, and also, if your friend borrows something, take a picture of it so you know that that friend has borrowed that item.
Yeah.
That's a good one because how many, even the three, especially me and Gordo, we always lose track of, did I give you that thing? Did I let you borrow that deal? I don't know. Do you still have it? I know that I've done that with vinyl albums with my kids, and we don't know whose album is whose now. I should have done that because I've totally lost track. That's another little life hack for you.
Interesting. All right, there you are. Some life hacks.
We're almost out of time.
Also known as tips. All right, coming up next, more tips.